Do me a favor.
What's up?
Say sword.
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 Yes, sword.
So you just be, you be hitting that W, huh?
Mm-hmm. That's how you're supposed to say it.
I don't.
How do you say it?
Well, I say it sword.
Like sword.
How you know? That's how. It was
how
just,
niggas.
That's how I was taught. You know, sword. But sword really bothers me.
Why?
Because it's just like.
It's proper.
It's showing a lot of attention to a letter that's just there.
Okay, so
and it don't make sense.
It,
sword.
Well, how do, sword?
Yeah, I mean if
the
word
is sword?
If the word is pronounced word, if you put an S on it, it should be sword.
You know, Big Josh
Schwing.
Has a comedy sketch called "The Whole Crew Is Stupid."
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen it?
Mm-mm.
You should watch it because they do exactly what you.
They
just
talk
did.
Sword?
No, they take words.
Uh-huh.
And they mix them to where it doesn't make sense. So
mix
you
them.
Saying word, so if you put an S in front of it, it should say sword. You should probably check out that series.
I feel like there's a lot of, you know, a lot of words like that. Restaurant should be restaurant. Restaurant, really.
You know, I like to say restaurante.
Yeah, when it's spelled with the E at the end. Then you have Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Wednesday. There's a lot of stuff. Necessity. Necessity.
What?
Necessity.
Oh, necessity?
Necessary. What? I hate those words. I'm not a fan.
So you just want to, like, make up your own language?
I just want to fix English. Because I feel like sword should be... Not sword. Sword.
There it is.
Sword.
I have converted you.
No, I just said it the wrong way.
No, you said it the
I
right way.
Say
if you go to
sword.
England, how you think they're going to say it?
Sword.
No.
Or.
They're going to say sword.
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 I don't think that the W is that prominent. You want to ask
Google? I
think
Google? It is. No. I don't.
Google. No, Google be knowing.
I guarantee you Google is not going to say sword.
There you. Why do you guarantee?
Because that's something that only your little fickle mind can come up with.
Well, let's find out. You know, they got the little videos that have the lips next to it.
Mm-hmm.
Sword.
More time.
Sword.
It's like the W's never existed. You know what I'm saying?
Well, guess what?
What?
I'm not going to stop. I'm going to continue
sword.
To say sword.
Well.
And there's nothing
say it wrong, then.
That anyone can do.
Say
about it
stupidly wrong.
And who do people tell you you look like?
Hmm?
Who do people tell you you look like?
Growing up was smart guy.
Ah.
But grew out of that. I don't know. It's always dumb.
You know who you
stuff.
Look like to me sometimes?
Before the dreads, it was John Legend. It's dumb. I had an afro. And when it went big, it didn't go out. It went back.
It went back.
Like John Legend. You know,
is that why you
afro go back?
Is that why you grew your dreads?
No. I liked my afro, but I just kept growing it, and I was like, let me see what I look like with maximum hair.
Mm.
Oh, it's pretty good.
You know, you resemble Future to me.
Just because I have dreads. That's
it's,
racist.
It's
I don't
not.
Look like
no,
in the
there's
face.
There's a video that I saw of you.
If I wear a fedora,
swimming.
I could pull off
no.
future a future bad a bad future impersonator,
no,
but I don't look like
you
future.
You were swimming in the ocean.
What the hell video was this?
Catalina.
Oh, in Catalina? I look like Future in the water?
You look like Future swimming in the water.
That's
we got
a
show.
Sight.
We're going to show. We have to input this.
I don't
video.
Know if I was going to include that in the vlog, but that was a goofy-ass video of me swimming.
But
and I don't really want proof
too.
Of me in the ocean because people are going to be like, oh, you're not that scared. Do more stuff in the ocean. No.
Well, yeah. I mean.
I do hear that I look a lot like the guy from, what's the group with, Tony.
Rafael Sadiq?
No. There's another guy in there that looks just like me.
Oh!
Like stupidly like
yes,
me.
Yes, yes, yes.
I accept that one. I don't accept Future.
I'm just gonna have to show you, like,
what in the future,
the mm-hmm. And it's only at certain angles, though. It's not like I've seen it multiple times, and I'm like, huh.
I don't look like Future. Put it in the comments.
Man, when I saw that video, if you would have just said sensational, I would have asked for your autograph.
Sensational. All right. Well, welcome to another episode of Thick Threads, the thickest show on the internet. I'm your co-host, Patrick Cloud.
And I'm Persephone.
I got a cool little thread.
A cool little thread. Okay. I'm still stuck in scary mode. So mine's just going to be a little scar.
Oh, okay. I mean, she didn't prepare a regular thread.
Wow.
I'm still stuck in scary
mode. I am. Don't be mad.
I have a thread that is based on corporate companies that we as consumers have beef with.
Okay. Like Sally Mae.
That's probably the biggest beef. but that's just, I mean, I think everybody feels that one. I think these are specific, petty reasons that you specifically don't like a company. So think of yours.
Okay. Oh.
I'm beefing with a couple companies as well.
Okay.
But let's get into this. This was started by It's Zay OK. And this is called A Thread of Companies I Have Beef With.
Okay. Pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm. So, coming up first is Dunkin' Donuts. You like Dunkin'?
I've never had Dunkin' Donuts.
You've never had Dunkin' Donuts?
No.
I think that's mainly because it was like an East Coast thing. Mm. But when it came out over here, there were like lines down the block, and everybody was saying that the coffee was so good.
Mm-hmm.
And all my New York friends were like, Dunkin' is finally out here. Get some good Dunkin' coffee. Man, people just be rooting for what's from their hometown. That shit was mad regular. Regular coffee, regular donuts.
Is that what he's saying, or that's how you feel?
That's how I felt when it came out here.
So you got beef with it too?
No, I don't have a problem with Dunkin' Donuts, but this I haven't really gotten into what he said. But I just that's my knowledge of Dunkin' Donuts. It came out here and kind of was whatever.
You know why I've never had Dunkin' Donuts? I don't like the logo.
That's why
It doesn't look good to me.
You know who does have a great logo is Yum Yum. I always liked the little Yum Yum. Yum. It was like the Yum Yum Donuts. Remember Yum Yum?
Yeah, I haven't had them either.
It had a smiley face. I was like, oh, if he liked it, maybe I'll like it. Dunkin' Donuts is just the coffee. You are right, though. The orange and pink together.
Yeah, I don't like it.
It's not a great color scheme, but I like the font. It's pretty chill. This guy agrees with you, though. He hates Dunkin' Donuts. He says, Dunkin' Donuts. Donuts could pass for hockey pucks. Iced coffee almost killed me once.
Damn.
Like I saw the light and felt Jesus. And probably the reason y'all have IBS. Irritable bowel syndrome. So apparently Dunkin' Donuts is out here selling hard donuts, selling killer iced coffee. He didn't really explain how he died, though. Almost died. And gives you the squirts.
Ugh, the booty squirts.
The boot squirts.
Ugh.
Coming up next is AutoZone.
Get in the zone.
They told me to buy a new $300 alternator when my problem was the battery. Workers are just cashiers who happen to know what a car is. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Way too many storefronts, so likely money laundering front. I fully agree with that one. It's a lot of AutoZones.
So they washing.
I pulled up to an AutoZone. Man, they wouldn't serve me. They turned me away.
Is that the thread or that's you?
No, that's me.
Why?
I came through and they were like, no, not you.
You're lying.
I'm not.
Why?
They did.
What did you say? What did you do?
I didn't do anything. I just pulled up and they were like, You gotta go somewhere else.
You sound like you're lying. I don't believe a word that's coming out of your mouth right now.
I'm not lying, but they don't do my car.
Felt
racist.
Okay.
It felt racial.
You're too luxury.
They
were beneath you.
They were like,
you were.
We don't do these.
Overqualified.
They sent me away.
Okay. As they should, because they probably would have fucked your shit up.
Mm-hmm. That's probably what they meant. It's like, hey,
like, ooh, they saved you.
Don't put me on the liability. Piggly Wiggly.
Damn, okay. Is that even out here?
Piggly Wiggly is a supermarket chain. Oh, okay.
Oh,
supermarket.
Okay.
I did not expect that. Okay, so supermarket chain in the southern and midwestern regions. So this dude has a beef with Piggly Wiggly. He says, too many teenage boys on staff. It's a weird complaint.
How did he notice that? Like, what were you...
Stop offering to carry my one bag of toothpaste and deodorant. Okay, so helpful. Very unserious name. I'll agree with that. Very unserious name, Piggly Wiggly. Xfinity, coming up next. Something's beefing with Xfinity? Xfinity, tech support, quite literally the worst I've ever experienced in my life. We'll try to sell you a piece of gum off the floor if you so much as leave a second of silence. Internet is amazing, but at what cost? You ever use Xfinity?
Mm-mm. I'm unfamiliar with pretty much all these brands except AutoZone.
This is closest to mine. Which is AT&T. I've had a long-standing beef with AT&T. They just can't get my internet right.
Oh, because I have AT&T and I like them.
I have AT&T too. I never left. It's an abusive relationship.
It's toxic.
It's toxic as hell.
They be whooping your ass and you stay.
I want to stay. I don't want to go, but they need to get it together. And so does Facebook. Facebook's customer service is pretty much non-existent.
Oh, my God.
You have to go through. Anytime you can never hear a person, it's like robots at every section. It's just like, we can't do that anymore. I feel like companies figured out what automation was and then put their whole customer service under automation.
Facebook is like, what do we say? The bane of my existence when it comes to...
Is it bane or vane?
I thought it was bane.
I didn't know that.
When it comes to customer service, mm-hmm. I got demonetized.
Same.
They didn't give an explanation why. They didn't pinpoint a video. And then when I checked, it said there were no strikes. There were no violations.
Just, I was still off.
Demonetized for over a year.
They won't tell your ass shit.
And won't tell me nothing. And there's nobody I can get in contact with. That's not the one I wanted
Zuckerberg.
To talk about. But... God, when you brought that up, that just...
I mean, you could...
Put fire
on... we could fire on any brands that...
Ooh, Lord.
That we have deep beef with. Arrowhead. I grew up thinking that a nigga walked up to some natural spring and got the water.
Oof.
Them and Dasani have been tap water.
You were bamboozled.
Bamboozed.
Hey, y'all gonna hate me for saying this. I kind of like Dasani. No one likes Dasani.
You like metallic water?
It doesn't taste like metal to me.
That's not good. If I'm thirsty, I'll drink it, but I definitely taste the silver. Up next is Shein. Not too familiar.
Oh,
but,
okay. I'm familiar.
But he basically says the sizing is quite literally never correct.
Trash.
Shirts feel like sandpaper and the wet part of a shower curtain combined.
The sizing is not consistent. I mean, I've ordered a couple of things off of there, and I swear I ordered a 3X and it's an extra large. Like, and then others, it's like the sizing is just super inconsistent. So
I have seen it go viral for negative reasons. So I have seen,
but it is affordable.
It's good,
super affordable.
Hey, so is Fashion Nova Men. You put me onto that.
I did.
I was not keen, just because when Fashion Nova came out, you know, you had to be pretty brave to be like, I wear Fashion Nova Men.
I like the little outfits that you've selected.
I do too. I think enough time has gone by. When Fashion Nova first came out, it was weird to be wearing Fashion Nova for mm-hmm. men. But I feel like it's been crazy. His third reason is the best. He said the Shein pants be falling off the bone.
Falling off the bone?
Falling off the bone. I guess that's... The cut ain't really white. I'm surprised at this next one because before I started getting creative, back when I was a boring gifter, every single year I would go here to get my mom pretty much a different variation of the Mm-mm. same shit. Bath and Body Works.
Uh-oh, what gripe they got with Bath and Body Works?
Right. He says, put small items by the door without signage that causes me to unbeknownstly steal.
What? Man,
this guy's a criminal.
No, it's how you were raised.
Put small items by the door without signage, causing me to unbeknownstly steal.
Oh, so he's saying he thinks they're like free try me, and he just picks him up walks out the store.
Oh, he's stealing. Okay,
I thought he said unbeknownst to him, basically.
I thought he was just a demon. and he says, quite literally get PTSD walking in one. I think that's because everybody like tries to help you at once. Those aren't really strong reasons to me. I still like
the
it.
The scent, because there's so many different smells in there. It smells pretty good, but it's very strong. When you walk in, it's like, bam!
I like that. I think that, because I just saw a skit about this, how when you walk into Bath & Body Works, everybody's like, hey, hello, hey, what's up? Can I help you?
It can be pretty startling.
Right. But the only thing worse than that is walking in and the employee's not caring. They're aww, just like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Okay, we got some restaurants.
Restaurantes.
The family chains. Chili's. He said, I once saw a rat murder another rat over a French fry and the waiter didn't believe me. I don't think I'd believe him either.
I wonder, like, what did he use? Like, right. What did he use to
a
kill
a gun.
Him?
He saw a rat shooting. He said, gaslighty waiters. How does a waiter gaslight you into, like, buying food? Isn't that their job?
To make you feel bad about not ordering certain things? Like,
I guess.
I usually kind of go along with the waiter. I'll be right. Asking the waiter, like, what's good here?
But I also be disrespecting them, and they'd be like, this is really good, this is really good. And I'm like, I'll get this third thing. And they're just like, you don't care about
what
I think, huh?
That's not really that good, but if you want it, like, go ahead. And then they take extra time bringing out your meal, so it's not as hot.
You think they do that pettily?
Maybe for the people who disrespect them, like
you. I don't think they'd be doing that. And like, I don't think they get disrespectful until they realize they're not getting tipped.
I'm very careful with waiters.
Yeah, I'd be tipping.
Yeah.
I tiptoe.
I'm not disrespectful. I am the sweetest. I'm sweet as pie, too.
And you the Lord of my food, yeah. For sure.
Mm-hmm. Now, if they mess up my order and I'm done there, like either I'm never coming back or I'm not eating anymore there, and things are messed up and they're not as customer friendly as I'd like,
right?
Then we have a conversation.
It would have to be something crazy and blatant for me to turn up, but for the most part, if it's a bad experience, I'll just not come back. I love his third reason. Remember, his first reason was I saw a rat murder another rat over a French fry.
That wasn't the best.
Gaslighty waiters. And then his third is has rats. That should have been first.
I wonder what Chili's he was going to. I've been to Chili's a few times.
Know.
I've never seen rats.
These look like personal photos that he used, too. It's like he didn't even.
He took pictures of the rats?
It's like he knew he was going to do this. No. Chili's. Applebee's, which I'm not too familiar with. I feel like I had a good time when I was there.
Yeah.
He said this place is the sheen of restaurants. That was from before. I would eat nothing before I go here. Oh, okay. I get it. I thought he meant like literally chronologically. I would eat nothing and then go. He would rather eat nothing than eat here.
Oh.
We got the Megabus. I feel like a lot of people got beef with the Megabus.
What they do?
Quite literally left me stranded in Texas, banned me from ever riding a Megabus again because my ticket wouldn't scan and they thought I forged it, and there's a terrifying mascot. You see the little fat,
that's the Megabus
little,
mascot.
Little fat.
He just looked like he ready to take your life.
And then last was the DC Police Department. Says
yikes.
He got me in trouble on a choir trip. How? Employed really cute dogs as bomb dogs and detained people who pet the cute dogs. That's just evil.
Why would you pet a police dog? I wouldn't touch a police dog.
And then, because they still fed.
Right.
And then the funniest one is that they also fire the bomb dogs who like getting pet.
They fire the dogs?
Yeah. You think they
sit them
down?
I wonder what the statistics are. Like, how many times have you did you have to miss a bomb before you get fired? Or like, what could a dog...
I want to know how many dogs get fired, period.
How often are they looking for bombs? Like,
do dogs know they're unemployed the next day?
No.
Are they just like, well, doing dog stuff? Or is it just like, damn,
man, that's
I ain't
cold.
Got no job.
Because dogs got loyalty, so they probably built relationships with the people there and then get fired.
Right.
And don't know why. It's just like, all of a sudden.
No one's strapping me to anything.
They not getting a ride in a car no more. It's really kind of sad. I don't like it.
In the blackest move possible, Popeyes, the official Twitter account, jumped in and said, just making sure we good.
Oh.
And the response was, nope.
Nope.
Y'all not good. Popeyes food get cold as soon as they ring it up. The biscuits will kill you. And they never have hot sauce or honey for the deadly biscuits. That's why you die.
Hold up. That's the only thing I like at Popeyes.
The biscuits?
Is the biscuits with honey. With honey.
What a hot take.
That's the only thing I like at Popeyes.
Tripping.
Everything else, Popeyes is disgusting to me. But I mean, I've had this conversation before, and everybody told me, because I put it on Twitter, I'll even show the thread. It was a nice little thread. Mm-hmm. There were quite a few people that agreed with me. They said that I need to go to Popeyes in New Orleans.
Yes.
Where it originated.
I'm one of them.
Okay. So,
oh my God.
Okay, I'm willing to go to Popeyes in New Orleans, but as much as I don't like Popeyes here in Los Angeles.
It is not even like.
Okay, because Popeyes really need, y'all really need to go to y'all other chains and do another training, because.
It's just like it's anything. You go to Philly, you get better cheesesteaks. You go to New England, you get better chowder. Ooh. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then. You go to New Orleans, you get better everything Cajun, and the best part about it is that it's a buffet style, and it's like it just feels more like Southern food. It doesn't feel like a fast food restaurant. Like the biscuits aren't pucks; they're like. Big fluffy MFers.
So I might have to just make a specific trip to Louisiana to try the Popeyes, because right now, Popeyes, y'all not good in my book. I ain't got beef with y'all. I really like the biscuits with honey, like especially when the biscuits are warm and they come out. But I'm not willing to really stand in line, wait in line. For just biscuits, so I just don't even go anymore.
I didn't tell you the embarrassing airport story where
the bubblies.
No, the Popeyes was so good. I went out there with my dad. We tried to smuggle some home for my mom and like the rest of our family, and TSA found it. And it was like buried in the luggage. Like they were like, I don't even know what they were looking for. They moved like some clothes apart.
It was in your carry on, or
I think it was in the carry on. Yeah. And they moved some clothes around, and they saw the Popeyes box, and we were so embarrassed.
You should be.
Niggas was smuggling chicken.
It don't get blacker than that.
Right. No, it doesn't.
But I admire you for wanting to bring that to your mom. That's really nice of you guys.
Yeah, and it
I can't
hit.
Say that I wouldn't do that.
Popeyes is one of the few foods that it's like when you microwave it, it's still good. Still good.
I made the mistake, and this don't really have nothing to do with Popeyes, but I went to the jazz festival. You know how they have jazz festivals out here. And my mom, she made me, this is not even my fault, I'm blaming my mom. She went and got this big thing of chicken, fried chicken, from one of these stores, I don't know. And she told me to carry it through the jazz festival to where we were sitting. Now, we were pretty much sitting like in the dang near the back of the park. Mm-hmm. So I had to walk through the entire jazz festival.
Everybody
with this big. When I tell you, they were offering me money for the food. They were offering to carry it for me. They were asking for it. People was just like, hey, what you got in that box? Oh, that smelled good. I'll buy the whole box from you for. And I'm like, yo.
I would have showed up with an empty tray and a bunch of stacks.
Right.
Just stacks.
I was just like, we have to do better. We can't be begging people for their chicken. Like, and I started walking faster so that I could get through it without people. But it was almost like the faster I walked, the more the scent, like.
It started like floating to it like a cartoon.
I started getting paranoid. I started hugging the box like I damn near started running. through the jazz festival just to get to my family who had the chicken, so they could have some chicken.
Fried chicken sounds so good right now.
I am pretty hungry. I'm not even going
to
lie.
I'm trying to avoid Popeyes low-key. But
as you should, because it ain't good out here.
It be getting me. All right, so I hear you got some scary stuff.
Yes, I do. Okay, so yes, I still have the scary bug.
Still in with the scary squirts.
Scary squirts.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Get the scary squirts going.
Okay, so who / what is Krampus? A thread.
Krampus. That's you know the who Krampus is? That's like the evil Santa Claus, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't really know much about Krampus. So, I found a thread that explains exactly who Krampus is. And it was chilling to the bone for
it's
me.
Scary?
Yeah.
Okay, so you watched this. Or you read it already.
I read it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Krampus is a legendary creature from Austrian and Hungarian folklore and is associated with Christmas. On Christmas Eve, while Santa Claus hands out the presents, Krampus deals out the punishment. Krampus gets his name from the old German word for claw. In Austria, Santa Claus is called Saint Nicholas, and his helper is a terrifying demon named Krampus.
The helper?
Who travels with him on Christmas Eve. Krampus is a red-faced, goat-horned demon who is covered in shaggy black fur.
What the heck?
Mm-hmm. He has chains hanging from his body, and he rings a large cowbell. He has a long...
It's looking random as hell.
He has a long, waggling red tongue and tail and carries a big stick and a large black bag. On Christmas Eve, Austrian children place their shoes on the windowsill or outside of their bedroom door while they sleep. Santa Claus and Krampus visit their house. If they've been good, Santa leaves candy and treats in their shoes. If they've been bad, Krampus beats them with his stick.
What?
If they've been really bad, Krampus puts them in his sack, carries them off, and throws them in the river.
This, it's not very equal between the good and bad children. The good kids get candy, the medium kids get their ass beat, and the really bad kids get kidnapped and murdered.
Yes.
He beats them with a stick in their sleep. He's just like, who is this?
Well, I don't know. Bop, 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 bop. Yeah, so, I mean, that would scare me out of being bad. I'm just saying.
Right, but then you have a bad year. Nothing happens. It's automatically debunked.
But
like, you couldn't debunk Santa.
But I don't think it works like that.
Why not?
Because your parents could be like, we hid you this year, but, you know. Or they might not put their shoes out in front. Like, because it said the kids will put their shoes out in front, and if they've been good, Santa will give them candy.
He's saying if they don't put shoes out, then Krampus and Santa will be like, all right, neutral party here.
I mean, I would try anything.
I would grab my kid and put him in a black bag and, like, run around the house with it. They'd be like, no, no.
Right.
And then I'd make, like, fight sounds. Like, right. And then I'll let them out, like, I got you.
See, you'd be a good parent.
You know what I mean? I saved you. You should be better next year.
Exactly. And I guarantee your kid probably straighten up. Just imagine this. It's Christmas Eve and you just finished watching a Christmas movie with your family and singing Christmas carols by the fireside. You're settling down to sleep when suddenly an enormous shaggy monster with horns bursts into your bedroom, dragging chains and ringing a bell. He attacks you and beats you over the head with a stick while you scream for your parents to help you. Then he stuffs you into his bag and kidnaps you. And as your parents stand by and do nothing, finally he throws you into a river and drowns you. All this because you didn't behave yourself during the year.
And the parents were watching? I assume they're asleep or something. Huh?
What they gonna do? Think about this being.
Fight the Krampus? He didn't say it was
you fighting the goat horned demon?
For your kids? I hope so. You're not just like, well, you did have attitude. I did have to ground you.
I just don't know how well I would feel. I'd have to shoot him.
Yeah, of course.
I, and I don't know if that bullets work on demons.
So demons just be hanging out with Santa Claus?
I mean, this one.
That was never in any stories that we get.
Right.
Austrians are crazy.
The legend of Krampus became so popular that his story spread throughout Europe. It became especially popular in the Czech Republic, Slovakia, Slovenia, Croatia, and Northern Italy.
Intense over there.
Mm-hmm. Today, Krampus Day is celebrated on December 6th. In country towns, some men dress up in furs, heavy boots, and ghoulish masks topped with horns. Then carrying sticks and ringing bells, they go around town visiting the houses of families with small children.
How come no one ever shouts out families with big children?
Because in the grand scheme of things, they're still considered small, but big
children. Small children.
When the parents open the door, the men run in and terrorize the kids. They start growling and whipping the air with their sticks. The children scream and cry. After everyone's had a good fright, the parents invite the men to sit down and have a drink.
Krampus? What is this experience so from the kids' point of view?
Yeah, so these are men in the town that dress right. up to scare the kids, and the parents are like, yeah.
But that's, you know? That's wild. Like, why would... First of all, I thought the whole point was, like, Christmas comes, you might see the Krampus if you're bad. Why give them a pregame experience of the Krampus? I feel like it would be like, oh, it ain't that bad. He don't really fight you like that.
Maybe it's like a test. I mean, I think they would grow up with some pretty serious PTSD from dealing with this shit every year.
Yeah,
every
little,
year?
I would be, parents.
I would try to fly out of that country.
It's intense. First of all, they added the demon to the Santa thing. Then the demon is celebrated with a day. It's not mm-hmm. like we have Satan Day. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that's Halloween, huh?
Maybe he's prevented a lot of crime.
I don't see how that fits into good childhood stories. It's very scary.
I'm saying, yes, children grow up. You know, some out here, you can tell when people are growing up, like which way they going, you know, and if there's sometimes, you know, our version is boot camp or, you know, some type of.
They have demons.
We have boot camp. They have demons.
Demons that run in, start hitting, mm-hmm. psh, 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 and then sit down and have a drink with your parents. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, y'all in on it. If mm-hmm. anything happens to me, you guys are cool with each other. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of mind games.
So that'll give you that might give you a little bit more respect for your parents. It'll give you a little more authority.
I would think they was chilling with the ops.
Well, yeah.
Something that's trying to, a kidnapper who we know is coming if I'm bad.
Shit, the parents is probably like, the only reason why he hasn't kidnapped you is because I told him not to.
Because when I sat down and that was the breakdown of the mm-hmm. year. Like, we're drinking, he's cool, stall him out, or
right.
get his ass.
So you hear, I saved you. I saved you from this happening, so you better respect my authority.
There's ways to make it work.
Authority. I'm originally from Austria, and I spent many years as a child being chased around town by Krampus. It is one of the scariest experiences you can have as a child growing up in Austria. It's also one of the biggest adrenaline rushes because the danger is quite real. Once Krampus saw my friends and I began chasing us, we jumped fences and ran through the backyards, and Krampus just kept coming after us. When he catches you, he usually gives you a pretty good whipping around your legs, and yes, it hurts. It's also really scary. I can never forget that terror as a child.
What? So men are dressing up as Krampus and beating up kids that aren't theirs?
Actually, yeah.
Now that I can get. I could just put on a Krampus outfit and just go and beat up kids.
Now you see why why do you want to beat up kids? What's wrong with you?
It sounds fun.
No, it doesn't.
Sounds really fun.
More and more, I understand why you don't want kids.
That was the other thing. It's like, I thought the cowbell is throwing me off. I thought he was just playing while he was in the sled with Santa. He's in the room like ding, 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 ding.
That's terrifying.
Is it?
Hell yeah. You hear this once it's paired with a goat-like demon?
Yeah.
When you hear that sound, that's like when we were talking about the Purge mm-hmm. and that siren.
Right.
If it wasn't associated with the Purge, it wouldn't be no problem. But if you heard that bell and right. now you know Krampus is coming every time you hear that cowbell.
But I'd be like, you about to whip me, put me in a bag and play the cowbell with two hands? How you holding all that shit?
Because the cowbell might happen right before. It's like might be a series of events.
Nah, he got his hands full.
And maybe the cowbell is around his neck.
Oh, he's just...
No, he wouldn't have to do anything. He'd just have to walk.
He's just walking?
Walk, run.
Oh, because cowbells were originally bells for cows, and they weren't playing it like this.
No,
it
was they just... weren't.
Well, that's them. That's them walking and moving their shoulders.
Oh, you weren't dancing? So you were like, really trying to be a cow? Like,
ding, 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 ding. All right. So wait, is this somebody's experience with Krampus, or was this them just telling us what Krampus was?
That was Christoph's experience with Krampus. He says, I'm Austrian and I'm quite familiar with Krampus since I got beaten by him several times in my childhood. Nina, my family lived in Germany when I was young. My siblings and I had the opportunity to meet Krampus every Christmas. It was truly terrifying as a kid. Krampus would come into our house. We were lined up as he asked us questions about how good or bad we had been all year. Krampus had a big bag full of kids.
Damn.
With legs and arms sticking out that would actually move around and whimper.
What
Krampus
the hell?
Would walk over and whack the bag with a whip. Oh man, we didn't want to end up in that bag.
That's I don't even Gavin. Know they did that. That must have been good special effects makeup or something.
Maybe.
Or a little weak ass toy hands coming out. I would have been like Cap.
Nope, you wouldn't. As a little kid?
I don't know.
You seen just hands and then he'll go pop. And
that
years.
Is really
Christ.
Detailed and scary.
It's
I don't
horrible.
Know why you would do that to.
So just when you thought Christmas was the one time of year that couldn't be scary, along comes Krampus. And then I'll show you the picture that they have.
Yeah, there's a movie. Krampus has a movie. Is he licking the kid?
Yep.
Yeah, see, I'm kind of concerned with Santa Claus because I don't know why he would be associating himself with such a creepy demon.
Well, it's like angels and devils.
Yeah, but you pull up at the same time. I could see if it like Santa came through was like, all right, bet, and then Krampus was doing his own thing and he covered all the houses of naughty kids. But it seems like they pulling up together and
Santa's
like,
handle my lightweight.
Yeah, it's like his shooter.
Yeah, Santa is like, if I put you on the naughty list, bro, that's your ass.
Krampus has a movie. I kind of want to see it now. I didn't know it was demonic.
I didn't know you had a movie.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have to watch it.
Yeah, for sure. I thought it was like, bootleg Grinch. I'm not doing it.
Nah, bro. But, any like demon-like creature with goat horns, just mm-hmm. it makes my skin crawl. I'm terrified of that type of figure. Because it's just used. It just seems so evil to me that I'm just,
Demonic.
I hate it. I do not like it. I do not.
Demon-ic. Ick.
Demon dick. Oh, sorry.
You ever got demon dicked?
Yes. Yes.
The whole place went on fire?
Oh, man. I felt like it just fired my ass up.
Why couldn't that just be heavenly dick? Why it have to be demon?
Because it makes you do shit that you wouldn't necessarily do. Like that's why it's called demon time. You giving demon dick, bruh. Mm-hmm. Oh, I hate it.
Hellish
and
claps.
And it's usually hellish booty claps.
Claps from down below.
Cheek slap. No, and it's usually from dudes who ain't shit.
Mm, I hear.
So, like.
Like if they stand on your couch.
If they, yeah, that's how they get like, moved
how did
in.
How did he get away with 5 months of free rent?
It's like if they know maybe they're not talented in certain ways, what they'll do is practice their stroke to get as good as possible so that
that's not true. We all practice.
They can give the best D dick mm-hmm. possible.
Because that's a job.
That way we're like, oh, you lost your job? That's okay. I'll take care of you. Oh, man. You need a place to stay? I have a place to stay. Why don't you just
come
stay
with me? I'm sure you smash differently if you're smashing for a place to stay.
Yeah. Isn't that called like hobosexual?
Hobosexual?
Hobosexual.
Hilarious. I feel like I would put my all in it if it was like, man.
Right? Survival.
If I don't, if I don't throw it down right now, I'm under the 405 tonight.
Man.
You're going to give it your all.
Let me see. Yeah, I have been digmatized before. For you gotta sure.
Smash them into smithereens. Smash them into the sunken place.
No. Why are you speaking violently like this?
Smash them into the sunken place. And then you turn around.
You got demon dick.
You
got demon dick.
I don't have homosexual dick. I've never been pushed into that corner. I'm assuming that, you know, if I'm smashing for my life, I gotta be fire.
I think the way that you would know if you had demon dick is, do girls do crazy shit?
Yes.
Too. So you got demon dick. Come on, Pat.
But I don't know. It's like when people say, like, man, my back was against the wall. I got that eviction notice, and I just started hustling as much as I ever had. Like, I feel like I haven't been pushed my back to the wall to, like, be smashing for my life.
But you would.
Huh?
If you had to.
Oh, if I was smashing for a place to stay or my next meal? Yeah, I would throw some extra back into it.
But you know what's even worse than demon dick?
What? Prison dick.
Demon. Oh! No.
Seems like it's way worse.
No, do it completely left. I'm gonna be here, you over there. Hot and cold, nigga. You in hell. I'm in the freezer.
You said what was worse.
Demon tongue.
Now I know I got one of those. I've been invited back from hell to use that.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you've been in...
I'm a black belt. My tongue has a black belt around the shaft, the base of it.
But if you got both, you're a fucking menace to society.
I don't know if I have both.
You said you got demon dick, and you said for sure you got demon tongue.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like if you're comparing both of them on that type of level, it's like, all right, one of them's got to be better than the other. So I would give the demon to the tongue. But I wouldn't mind.
You the type of nigga that keep going after she came.
It'd be like, yep, demon, angel, demon. So I got goodness in between right here.
You're violent.
Huh? Why you gotta be violent?
That's violence.
That's not violent.
When you keep going after she came and she's running and you keep going, that's violence.
Mm-hmm.
You are now fighting.
I got techniques.
It is now war.
I got some techniques.
You're horrible. You're a horrible person.
Let's get into these fun-ass facts, because mine is crazy.
Okay. Yours is crazy. Mine is...
lazy.
Wow!
JC.
Yours? You got yours at Macy's.
Oh, wow. All right. You ready for this?
Yes.
It's a baboon fact. During the late 1800s... a baboon was employed by the railroad as a signalman. He never once made a mistake and worked for the railroad until his death.
Please tell me there's an elaboration.
There is elaboration.
I start asking questions.
There is elaboration.
I'm gonna let you keep going.
So, Jack was a Chacma baboon who attained some fame for acting as an assistant to a disabled railway signalman in South Africa. Jack was the pet and assistant of a double leg amputee signalman, James Wide, who worked for the Cape Town Port Elizabeth Railroad Service. James Jumper Wide, they called the nigga Jumper
Wide,
and he was a double leg amputee. That's cold.
They Y'all did cold that on purpose. Somebody was petty as hell.
James Jumper Wide. Had been known for jumping between rail cars. Oh, until an accident where he fell off and lost both of his legs. Okay, so I think he was...
big jumps.
He was jumper at one
got
point.
Got him fucked up.
And then, damn, if you call a nigga jumper and they lose their legs, you can't change his
you
nickname.
You have to change his nickname.
That's even more messed up.
Roller. Sorry. Continue.
He was known for jumping between rail cars until an accident where he fell off and lost both of his legs. That's crazy. And he still worked. I wouldn't be near a railway. I would be, I feel betrayed.
Right.
He said, to assist in performing his duties, Wide purchased the baboon named Jack in 1881 and trained him to push his wheelchair and operate the railway's signals under supervision. An official investigation was initiated after a concerned member of the public reported that a baboon was observed changing railway signals. That would be crazy. They're just like waiting for their train.
Is this story real?
That guy kind of looked like a monkey. Mm-hmm.
What? But monkeys, baboons, primates supposedly are very smart.
They can learn certain things, certain tasks. He says an official investigation was initiated after he was seen changing railway signals. After initial skepticism, the railway decided to officially employ Jack once his job competency was verified. Mm-hmm. The baboon was paid 20 cents a day, a half a bottle of beer each week, and a half a bottle of beer each week. They paid him in beer and money.
Beer and money. It That's what you pay the crackhead plumber.
Well, I mean, you got a monkey on staff.
I've literally paid a plumber in beer.
Really?
Because
you just didn't have any money?
He didn't really want money. He wanted beer.
He's like, just and give me I this beer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, whatever.
Very nice.
It says he worked for 9 years of employment and never made a single mistake. And after 9 years, he died of tuberculosis.
TB?
Yeah.
Damn, they couldn't get him vaccinated. Oh. Sorry.
And his skull is in the collection of the Albany Museum in Grahamstown.
So. Way to go. So he's not actually, even resting peacefully.
He didn't have a great life. but, I mean, he was clocking in every day. He was drinking beer. I think it's crazy that he hired the monkey without permission from his job. I assume that came with it, but he was doing that first, and then the railway hired him.
A drunk monkey.
Mm-hmm.
Controlling railroad signals?
With supervision from Jumper, the double-leg amputee.
You are horrible.
Jumper is wild.
That is wild.
Jumper is
But
wild.
I guess in the grand scheme of things, he would probably feel some type of way if he changed it. He'd be like, man, my name used to be Jumper.
I used to be a Jumper. Mm-hmm. But then your name is going to cause questions to everybody who meets you. Like, this is Jumper. I'm like, oh, hey, Jump.
Maybe he just had to be like,
hey, Jump. How,
maybe
that was
smooth.
That was him?
Maybe he just had to be like,
hmm? He'd just be like,
what went through your head right there?
I told you. I didn't really get to see it.
Oh, now what?
I don't know if the camera was on you, though. Why don't you say something strong?
Say something strong, like Jumper. Like
there
that.
You go.
He could have did that, because if he's in a wheelchair, you know, they say, why do they still call you Jumper? Oh, look what I can do. Bye.
Shout out to the audience. In the Halloween episode, the anime one, You did a little performance. You did like a little.
Oh, yeah.
But you didn't say nothing, and the camera was on me.
Oh, it
was
no. You missed it.
I was just like, poor fans.
Oh, damn it. Sorry.
And I was just like, damn, they'll hate me because it's just on my dumb little face. And you're just like.
So, you know, I be doing shit to troll.
You guys up.
I be doing shit to troll now.
Of course.
So now I just like, I'm troll.
Troll queen?
Yes.
All right, we'll troll this fact.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Mine is crazy.
Okay.
It's horrible.
Okay.
Okay. We've come a long way when it comes to maternity care. Did you know chainsaws were originally created for childbirth? Before cesareans were perfected, if babies were too big to pass through the birth canal, a chainsaw was used to remove parts of the pelvis quickly.
Like a C-section or literally cutting them open? And he said remove parts of the pelvis. That sounds like you killing them.
Yeah. So you're probably already clenching your knees together after reading that title.
But yes,
the chainsaw was originally invented to assist in childbirth. Before the common use of the cesarean section, all babies had to be passed through the birth canal, which certainly makes sense. But as we know, babies can become obstructed there if they are breech or too large. When babies couldn't fit through or they would get stuck in the pelvis, parts of the bone and cartilage were removed to create more space for the baby. This is called symphysiotomy.
Symphysiotomy.
The procedure was originally performed by hand using a small knife and saw to remove the bone. This was all done without anesthesia to the woman in the middle of giving childbirth.
Damn.
It took a long time and it was messy and obviously painful. Now, if you're already squirming, which I was, we're just getting to the chainsaw part. 13th Floor enlightened us with this little known history of this common saw. Two doctors invented the chainsaw in 1780 to make the removal of the pelvic bone easier and less time consuming during childbirth.
Oh, that's why it was invented?
Yes.
Oh, shoot. I thought that's just how it was used.
It was powered by a hand crank and looked like a modern day kitchen knife with little teeth on a chain that wound in an oval.
Damn.
We're sure you're envisioning those loud things that can hack up trees in seconds, but thankfully this one is a little bit less scary and looks more like a medical tool.
Ah.
So it looks like this.
Oh, that looked like
which
a flute.
Horrifying.
Yeah, that's crazy. That looked like a torture device.
Yes, it does.
So at some point
It is.
At some point they were just like, we should use these on logs. Maybe not vaginas.
Mm-hmm. The chainsaw was soon used for other bone cutting operations and amputations in the surgical room.
Ouch.
It then evolved into a woodworking tool when people noticed how quickly and easily it was to get through, well, anything. It became larger and more powerful and eventually grew to be the monster we know today. Symphysiotomies are no longer performed, but sometimes still happen in third world countries where an operating room for a cesarean section is unavailable, but they are no longer performed in the United States.
Jesus. So this some people still do this.
In third world countries, yeah.
Maybe that's what the CNC section stands for, chainsaw section.
Or cesarean.
What does cesarean mean? Is that a person?
C-section. I don't
know. Why do they get a section?
Would you like for me to look up the definition
of
cesarean?
Yeah, I mean, you would have to because I do not know how to spell that shit. Cesarean, jeez. That sounds like a sauce. Some of your cesarean sauce, man. I need to dunk. You'll not spell it either, huh?
Of or... Yes.
Oh.
Of or affected by cesarean section.
Can't give you no information?
No.
Cesarean. Well, I don't... That's wild.
Yeah, it's not really good.
Chainsaws. That means that somebody just needed to cut some basic stuff, and they're just like, I have a bone saw. They're like, ooh, okay,
but
I guess we'll use that. This works.
It makes sense on why a lot of those childbirths ended in
death.
In the death of the woman. It's mm-hmm. like, no anesthesia? Like
chainsaw.
Isn't there a certain pain threshold that you can withstand before you...
Die or...
Yeah.
I mean, I would assume childbirth would be it, but it seems like y'all got that.
No anesthesia, cutting through the bone and
dead.
Removing it.
And then he's
and
just
then
like,
been like... Oh.
She didn't make it.
Yeah,
he like, just chainsawed her.
What are we talking about here?
You just oak-treed that woman.
That, as a woman, that makes my uterus pump. Like, beat.
Uterus pump.
It
doesn't sound like you didn't like
it. It's scary. Well, I didn't say my pussy pump. I said uterus.
Well, pussy pumping.
It's horrid.
Well, shout out to all the pumping pussies out there. All the pumping pussies.
Oh my God.
We in November. Happy fall, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
This has been another episode of Thick Threads Podcast. I hope you guys are gearing up for Thanksgiving.
Yep.
What should be, I mean, we just left the scary. Should we do like holiday themed type of stuff mixed in here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we could do some, you know, Thanksgiving.
Maybe even horror stories around Thanksgiving.
Yes, I was going to say. Thanksgiving's past is pretty dark.
Let's get some dark shit.
So
I think
we can go into the history of Thanksgiving and do some threads. And even some, we can still do some fun threads, even some like foodie type threads because,
now
you know,
talking.
There's a lot of good food that, you know.
Okay. I think that works. My My thread kind of dipped into food. I think it's fun to talk about. People have a very strong opinion about food, as you all know.
Absolutely.
But yeah, okay, that's cool. I love the little brainstorm at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we will see you guys next week. I've been your co-host, Patrick Cloud.
And I'm Persephone. Bye.
We will see you later.